This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Call me Blue Whale.
Put moron number two on the phone.
One bit about the whale he doesn't have.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
We've stumbled across a way to do this show.
Yeah. You and I here, Ab, and find anywhere else for Fat to be.
Yeah. Everything just seems to flow. Works normally.
Yes. Yeah.
And your bits we can minimise, which I think works for the show too.
You talking to me?
I am talking to you, old baldy, old screen. I'll tell you what, we've got Jay-Z not far away, Jay-Z Clark.
Oh, yes.
Always middle of the week like that. Hump Day quiz, maybe.
Good, no.
Guernsey cash, 10 grand yesterday.
Mm. Oh.
Unbelievable.
I reckon today's might be a bit hard.
Might be a bit harder, yep. And then
Let me have a look, sorry. Let's have a look at the
Tex Walker.
Mm-hmm.
Texan! He's coming into where you are. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, Texan.
And then right at the end, we'll finish with the joke and then send you on your way. How's that for a show? What have you been up to, Fatty?
I'm just looking at the Guernsey cash. G'day, Jim. How are you, mate? Yeah. And just looking at the T's and
yes,
C's
right.
Here.
Have they changed at all?
We need to tell them. Some players are more you can pass and look out. We have to accept your first answer. Oh, that's a new dot point
right.
In there.
Right, I see.
Yes. Well done, Rabbits. No, good. Went to the big spectacular last night. That was a big show, that.
Yeah.
5,000 people there. It took me back, Jim, standing on stage to the old footy show. Remember the grand final days yes. And all that? Oh, it was good. I loved it.
Did you contribute anything to the show?
Not a lot.
Why are you whispering?
Yeah, why are you whispering?
I had Billy's bus. I don't know. Turn me up.
Billy's bus.
Billy's bus, which went well. We Jeez. Gave away a magnificent car. The very excited Timmy, who won the prize there, he was over the moon. And then the other four couples had to get on the bus and go back to Melbourne, which is unbelievable. How are you, Rabbits?
The Bombers trailed all game until Jake Stringer's goal from outside 50 saw them sneak home. Here's Fox Footy's Mark Ricuccio and David King.
Goodness me.
Massive game at Marvel Stadium. The Bombers and the Saints, a capacity crowd.
Not even Big Reshoot.
Who stuffed that up?
Not sure.
Fox Sports News presenter.
Good. Sure. I like that. Because, see, no one's perfect. We all make mistakes.
You're a long way from it.
Hey, now, Jim, guess what?
Right, what?
No rappy. Because we've got bigger fish to fry, my friend. The main man, the boss, the number one man in this state of South Australia, the most liked man in Adelaide. He's on the line. I said I'd get him in because I wasn't great yesterday, but I tell you what, I've got the big dog now. He's going to join us on the phone. Please welcome the Premier, Mr. Peter Malinauskas.
We're sure our next guest was told having gather round in Adelaide would never work. But if we've learnt anything about him, he isn't afraid to go his own way.
You play a bit of footy. They tell me you still might play.
Yeah.
But, Jim, what number do you have on the back?
260.
Oh, 260!
Please welcome South Australian Premier Peter Malinauskas.
The great man's joined us on the Rush Hour. G'day, Pete. Welcome, mate.
G'day, Bill. G'day, Jim. How are you?
Hello, Pete. How are you? This is exciting for the state of South Australia and the city of Adelaide.
No, we're absolutely wrapped, gents. It is an exciting time. There's a buzz around in the streets. I'm already going hoarse talking to that many people. It's no, look, honestly, I'm so proud of the state because the enthusiasm to be able to embrace everyone from around the country coming here is something that we're really excited about, and we hope the weekend goes well. There's been so much plans and effort gone into place, but it just provides a platform for South Australia to tell a different story about itself to the rest of the country, which is something we really appreciate at 44.
Exactly right, Premier. You kicked it off last night. I suppose the week kicked off last night with the spectacular there. 5,000 people, live crowd. It was unbelievable. I saw you there. Did you like Delta? Did you get a photo with Delta?
Well, I had the pleasure to meet her, which is, you know, pretty exciting, I've got to say. She's a great human being and put on a great show. Mm. Got the crowd fired up at the beginning. But, you know, just that crowd there last night, 5,000 people getting involved in that, just shows that people want to participate in any way they can get their hands on in regards to this event. And I think we'll see that throughout the course of the weekend, but a lot of people coming over. We've got, so this time last year, gents, 32% of all the tickets sold went to interstaters. This year it's 38%. So that's a big step up on last year, and that means a lot for our local economy, and I guess that's one of the reasons why we've pursued the event so hard.
What did you learn out of last year, which was a triumph, by the way, and what are you doing differently with this year's Gather Round?
Okay. I think we learned a lot last year, and I think we'll probably learn more again this year. But the doubleheader I love, right? I love the doubleheader as a footy fan. But for some people, they went to the first game and then went into town afterwards to celebrate a victory or commiserate a loss, and that was at the expense of other people missing out on tickets. So this year, we've got one less doubleheader to have another game up in the hills. And then for the doubleheader that is happening, we're asking people that on their way out, they can, if they're not coming back into the ground, they can check out, so to speak, you know, when they scan out.
Yep.
And then that will allow for people who want to go to the Geelong Bulldogs game on Saturday night, which turns out to be a pretty good clash now. They'll be able to come in, buy a ticket for $10 for the second game or halfway through the second game, but buy a ticket for $10 and that money goes to the Women's and Kids Hospital. So that's the type of thing we're doing to make sure the sellouts that we now have got translate to filling the ground as best as possible.
Also got the gathering, the boxing event tonight, of course. And did I see the VFL taking on the Sandfall state game on Saturday also?
State game on Saturday. So that's down at Glenelg Oval. And tickets have sold there at a rate that is a far, far greater than I anticipated. Right. So I think that's another thing. And then on Sunday, and Jim will remember this, on Sunday we used to have the Norwood Food and Wine Festival, yes, which is bigger than Ben-Hur.
Yep.
That's now coming back this Sunday, and that's one of the new initiatives because we wanted to provide something that everyone can go to, wear their footy colours, so that it's not just about 18 teams at different grounds, it's supporter bases all coming to one event. So we're encouraging people, particularly from interstate. On Sunday afternoon, we've got a massive street party. The weather looks great at the parade outside the Richmond St Kilda game, where there'll be big screens, there'll be cooking presentations from AFL players, Temper Trap, a great band, is playing, live music, but most importantly, great South Australian food and wine and offer, and it's all free for people to get access to. So they're the type of things where we're bringing people together just to provide another element of enjoyment, particularly for people who travel from interstate.
All right, I'm over Thursday morning, Pete, and I'm going to a very high-level lunch with yourself, exclusive invitations. That's why Fat's not going.
I got it.
And
I got a cashy.
While I'm there, I just need to have a quiet chat to you, Pete, about the cellar door at Live on Sunday.
We've got Liv coming up as well, and with John Rahm playing and a bunch of others, that's something else to look forward to. But this week, it's all about the footy.
Oh, well, I can't wait. It's going to be brilliant. No, all seriousness, Fat, it is just the best fun week ever. It's so good. I love Gather Round. You've done a brilliant job, Peter. Enjoy every second of it.
We're really grateful for the chance. And I want to thank everyone from interstate that's got on board and backed the concept in. I don't imagine there aren't a few people that think, why on earth are we doing this? But if you come here and experience it, you'll see that adding teams all in one place at the one time is a buzz that I've seen around footy like nothing else. So get on board.
Brilliant, mate. We'll see you over there.
Cheers.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Probably we've had enough by now.
No, we have.
Right now, the best in the business, Jay-Z Clark, is in studio to chat footy.
If it's happening in footy,
one of the biggest stories of the season has just dropped.
This man will be all over it.
Have a go at Jay-Z. He's everywhere.
I know. He knows everything.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
How are you, mate? You big bowling ball? You good?
It's Jay-Z Clark.
Oh, and he's in. Hello, Jay-Z.
Oh, great to be with you, team. Hello, Bill. How are you, mate? You're over there in South Australia.
Correct. Well done, Jay. Okay. Yes. I tell you what, you've got to be here. We just heard from the Premier. He's right, Jim. There's people in Fremantle, Scarves and Geelong and Richmond. It's fantastic.
No, it is. Are you going over, Jay-Z?
Been locked out again.
Oh, this time last year, you said you weren't going.
Of course. Like, caused some mischief as a teenager, and they've locked me out of the state.
What the hell are you doing,
Jay? The past 20 years.
This thing can't go ahead without the main man.
Maybe next year. Maybe next year I might be able to make it over. But it does look like a lot of fun, and I've noted that all you blokes have, you know, you get to, you've got your media commitments, and then you've got your social commitments.
I've got no social commitments. I work all time I'm there and then fly back out again. Bugger it.
The Sunday Rub Boys, I think, after Brownie and Daisy get the chocolates tonight, I fear for how the Sunday Boys are going to cope.
What if they both lose? What if they both lose?
Well, it could
be
even bigger problems.
Agreed.
Be an even bigger party. Hey, we'll talk about Gather Round because it is a financial boon for South Australia. Had the great man Peter Malinauskas on.
That's it.
He's got his chest just nice.
I like it.
Puffed
I tell
out
you what, him.
At
he's
the
well liked, Jay. I've never seen last night they introduced him. Normally you get 50 yay and 50 boo. Mate, they all love him. He could be the next Prime Minister. Mark it down now.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Mark it down.
I said this on the rush hour on the 3rd of April at 3:46.
Yeah. Yeah. And you do know your politics.
Exactly.
Of course.
Rich political history, Bill. You've got.
What's your position on the independence of the Auditor General?
The independence of the Auditor General. Speaking of which, Sam Mostyn.
Yes.
Lovely lady. She was on the commission
when
I was at North, is now our Governor General, and she is a beauty.
Incredibly popular in football. So at the moment, eight of the nine gather round games are sold out.
Yes.
Guess which one, and I can't believe this, guess which one still has a few tickets remaining.
Which?
Can you pick it? Hawthorn versus Collingwood.
No.
So the Jack Ginnivan game, who Jackie himself said, Rabs, if it played at the MCG.
In front of 90,000, that's what he wanted.
He wanted to draw 90,000. So that's going to be, to me, that's just about one of the most fascinating games, or one of the most fascinating things of this weekend is whether Collingwood will fall into his high free kick techniques. It'll be certainly a big watch. I think there's no doubt they're umpiring him differently. But you think that would be a sellout, which will be a clean sweep of games over there. And there'll be a big magnifying glass on it. But what a great initiative Gather Round has been for footy and for South Australia. Enormous commercial support. I think one third of tickets have been sold
to people interstate.
Yes.
Yeah, they have. It's amazing.
About 38%, I reckon, Jay.
I think it was 30. Since Pete spoke.
I think it was 32 last year. Yeah. About 38. So.
Yeah. Now, just happened to know.
The pressure under Adelaide, or on Adelaide even, under everywhere, and their coach, Matthew Nix.
Yeah. The thing is with Adelaide, I give them a bit of a free pass in a sense. They've been sort of stepping up each year. It's not surprising for some clubs, and they didn't have a massive trade period. I don't think they majorly improved their side over the off season.
Yeah.
So they've been slowly building. Most clubs, I think, have a blip year. We saw Fremantle last year, Geelong back in the day, Richmond before they went on their premiership sort of thing. So I don't reckon you want to have two bad ones in a row. They have started the season poorly.
Jay-Z, they're a Keezer's ear away from playing finals.
Yeah. Oh, there's a favourable run.
Speaking about Adelaide, I want to read you something, and it's in the other paper, not yours.
Yep.
A ground invader who tussled with players and disrupted the round two match between Adelaide and Geelong has been banned from attending AFL and AFLW games for life.
Mm.
That's the first part.
Yes.
So I'm like, good. Yep. Time we got strong on these halfwits that get out on the ground.
That's a butt.
Then I read the second part. This is the second part of the story.
Yeah.
AFL confirmed Wednesday the 22-year-old from Northern Adelaide was not welcome at its games. But agreed to review the ban in 5 years' time.
So that's a 5 year.
How's that a life ban?
It's a 5 year ban.
That's a 5 year ban.
Sounds better as a lifetime
ban.
Well,
but Jay-Z, it should be a lifetime ban. Because not only is it half-witted behaviour, it's also dangerous for the players.
It's a $12,000 fine. Who's got $12,000 to pay for a fine for jumping on the
I don't know how
anyway.
We ever allow it. It's just get rid of them and they're not welcome back.
What Eric about Hipwood? The security guards? You get some blokes that might get there within half an hour.
Same athleticism to all of you at the moment, Bill. They should be put through some sort of physical, like, obstacle test to see where they can.
Those ones at the Wacker.
Yeah, they'll warm it up at the stadium.
Warming up, the running around the ground.
What's that old show, It's a Knockout? Maybe they've got to be put through It's
put
a Knockout.
Eric Hipwood?
Yeah, so I think he's going to play against North Melbourne. So he had a poor, he had a stinker against Collingwood at the weekend. We know that. But 2 weeks ago, he did kick three goals, or two games ago. So I think the Brisbane Lions Football Club will back him in, and Chris Fagan. Of course, remember, Jim, he did take the North Melbourne side apart this time last year.
I don't want to
with
remember.
With four goals.
Thanks, Jay-Z. And your personal vendetta against the Kangaroos, and none of us are going to forget.
You know when you're an opening batsman and sometimes you took apart sort of
not
Zimbabwe.
Sometimes, often.
But yeah, you know, remember when you really filled your boots against
flat
the
track.
Other minnow sides? I got a feeling that Eric Hipwood has got, he wants to gig.
Oh, have a listen to Jay-Z getting a giggle up.
It is funny.
I'd love if Clarko was sitting there just to see how tough you'd be then.
Even Joey Danaher might kick a few too. Look out.
I don't think. They don't have a huge amount of key position depth aligned. So I think they back Eric Hipwood against his bunny. He was on the US trip, remember. So at the moment, there's a lot of discussion about, no, you know, it hasn't affected form and the personal lives haven't, you know, meddled, gone onto the on-field. The football club has been absolutely adamant about that. Hipwood was one who's on the trip, whose form has been a little bit off in recent times.
Cloudy.
But let's have a listen to the Brisbane coach, Chris Fagan, trying to smash that out of the park today.
They've been a happy group all pre-season is all I can say, and I've seen no evidence of what was reported in the media, and I think I'm a pretty good judge of how social interactions and relationships are going with the team members. Probably that's one of my strengths, so I saw no evidence of any disharmony, which was what was suggested.
That's good.
Yeah, speaking good. Of Chris Fagan, he has been under the pump, hasn't he?
Yeah.
With this Hawthorn stuff, lost Duda, now with the form of the side, he has had a big 12 months. Wouldn't be surprised if you'd be feeling the toll of all that, but good luck to Chris Fagan.
Just as I go to a break, we revisit North.
Okay.
This is their first four games of the year. They play against two prelim finalists from last year,
yeah.
A grand finalist from last year,
yeah.
Freo, who are 3-0,
yeah.
But it gets easier next week. Geelong in Geelong.
Good.
I saw
what about
Eric
that
Hipwood,
for a start to a year?
Not easy. No. He might have to curry a few favours of the league. So Eric Hipwood go through the matchups earlier. And he's
up,
looking
Jason.
At who I'm
going to stupid head on him. Turn him off.
Toby.
We're
Pink.
Going to a break.
Toby
and
Pink.
I hope your output improves
more
when we come back.
Jay-Z Clark next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What are you doing?
Me? You're speaking to me.
Yeah, I am.
Triple M's Rush Hour, James Brayshaw, Chopper Brownless, and Jay-Z Clark has stuck around.
Now, round zero next year. What does that look like? Please, are we going back to round one and we get that week back into our calendar, Jay-Z?
Might be a bit of a tweak. So this year we had the four games up north as part of opening round or round zero, which left Victorian fans, footy fans, living a little bit
empty.
Flat, yes, because they had to watch all the games on
TV.
What
about South Australia and Western Australian fans? They weren't overly happy either, Jay-Z Clark.
Fair point, Jim. There might be a change next year where they'll have three or four games up north, so still the big bonanza for New South Wales and Queensland footy, but they might just have an MCG blockbuster just to add into that opening round suite. Maybe on a Friday night, maybe on a Sunday. I think they're still thrashing out those sorts of details, but there's an appetite to give Victorian footy fans just a bite of an apple, a bit of something in that first weekend of footy. So those talks are ongoing as we speak, and I suspect there will be that game for the first round next season.
Stephen May, when's his day?
Yeah, I reckon he'll play. He's a tough hombre.
He just may.
I'll tell you what I say. I think he'll be in. So he played that grand final, remember, with 8 centimetre tear in his hamstring. He's missed the 1 week. Magnificent win for Melbourne last week too with the broken ribs. He sat out, expecting him to play against Port Adelaide, which is a massive game, of course, for the Demons as they continue their good form. But Stephen May, expect him to be in. Jakey Lever will be there. Jake Melksham also firming on a comeback. He's been out for the season. He's due back around Queen's birthday,
Snake,
I believe.
That's
so,
good. Oh, Fists of Fury.
Oh, Fists of Fury. So like that's a big one. Adelaide, of course, Melbourne playing, not
So
Port,
we've got
me.
Texan coming in later on.
Yep.
That's interesting for him because he would have been eyeing off a nice
Texan!
Little Texan, a nice little evening without having to worry about Stevie, mate.
Yes, unfortunately. He'll be coming up against him. Texan, he just needs a couple, doesn't he? Needs a couple.
Well, he had that back issue, so he missed one of the early clashes. Now,
he's got the Coleslaw.
Don't have a crack at our man Texan.
I'm just saying.
Now, I've got some exits from admin, starting with Simon Lloyd, very respected administrator from Geelong.
Certainly. So he's been in footy for 25 years, had a great reign at the Cats in various roles, including a key football there, right-hand man to Chris Scott, and more recently in a commercial role. He was fell second in line to Jen Watt for the North Melbourne chief executive role. So it's announced today that he'll part ways with the Cats, expecting him to bob up at another football club in the short term.
Interesting time of year to be departing.
Very surprising. Yeah. Very surprising. I think his bread and butter, his one wood, is in footy, more so than commercial. It's outround out his skill set, but I think he'll be back in a footy role. Graham Wright's a really interesting one. Ooh. So he's on a holiday in Honolulu at the moment, or wherever he is sunning himself, just taking a break after a lifetime in footy. Just some whispers around that he will be in demand and it might not be a straightforward return back to Collingwood, even potentially AFL headquarters having a conversation with him, because let's be honest, is there a more successful, more knowledgeable entity in the AFL? Graham Wright has an absolute magic touch given his success at Hawthorn and Collingwood, those trades. He's done it again. So Graham Wright, a man in demand. Maybe the Pies will face a fight to get him back, but he's enjoying a bit of a break at the moment. So Lloyd and Wright are two to watch at the moment.
The Gold Coast Suns take on the Giants. They got three first gamers maybe playing.
Yes. So Dimmer's turning to the kids, isn't he? Yeah. I like this. And a unicorn, I think Ethan Reid, he's quite an extraordinary talent. They topped up with the four academy kids last year, including Jed Walter, who looks like an absolute Triple A superstar in the making. So Dimmer blooding the kids. Remember he said we've already got 80% of our premiership team here.
Yes, in the room.
Yeah, in the room. So some fresh talent there, and I like this move. Clearly Ethan Reid, 200-centimetre ruckman. We looked like a Tim English sort of prototype. Extraordinary talent.
Now, surely Port Adelaide aren't exiting this sandful. This is a club that have won more premierships than I think any other club in the country.
It's a massive story in South Australia. 150 years of history there. They joined the sandful in 1870. They want out. Absolutely want out. And this week, with all the AFL bigwigs descending on Adelaide, that's going to be a big conversation in the function rooms late at night, I believe, after the official duties are carried out. So Port Adelaide and Adelaide want out of the Sandful. They want to be part of either the VFL, Jim, or a new second-tier national competition involving everyone. So currently there is developmental disadvantages, no doubt about that, for Adelaide, for Port Adelaide, for West Coast and Fremantle over there in the Waffle, because the VFL is the premier second-tier competition. It has 14 AFL-aligned, AFL-listed clubs and players, so it's just a high standard. Port Adelaide and Adelaide have got a lot of headaches. So they'll be talking with AFL people this week and in a meeting of footy GMs in 2 weeks about getting out of the Sandful.
Jeff Motley, Russell Ebert, Foz Williams.
There are knickers in a twist.
Dwayne Russell.
The great Dwayne Russell.
Yes.
Bruce Abernathy.
Well, I think they've had a great time in the Sandful, but after 150 years... be a big story if that happens.
Would be a shame.
There is a contract in place, but I think the AFL could just rip that up.
Jim, there's a big story here in the paper. I've got the paper here.
That's the paper you can hear Bill flicking through while Jazzy's trying to talk.
On air,
The advertiser, Port's exit strategy, written by Jay Clark.
Mm. Yeah, you are. Oh, hello. Jay-Z's written that.
He's on
the advertiser, in the Addy.
Yep.
VFL take on the Sandful, or is it Waffle?
No, Sandful.
VFL and Sandful. Righto, when's that?
That's this Saturday.
Nice.
You're going along, Rabs, or...?
No.
Okay. Jay-Z, I'm getting back to my original question to you. How can the whole of the AFL world descend on Adelaide for Gather Round for the second year in a row not be there?
Well,
you need to have a look at yourself.
I've got so many commitments, it's hard
to haven't. What do you got? Every game's over there. What are your commitments?
I know, but then if I've got to cover a game for the Herald Sun that they choose, it means sometimes I can't do my stuff for this magnificent radio station.
Well, no, we're all over there too.
I know.
And the games are over there.
I have to do it down the line. Anyway.
I think you're dropping the ball again.
Well, hopefully next year, as I said.
Kevin Bartlett style. Remember how Kev used to throw it out the front and then put his hands out? That's what you're doing.
Well, I have to be up the front, though, if I'm going to get on a plane.
Oh, my God.
Don't get on a chopper.
There's that little wrinkle. Oh, I'm kidding. You'll have a great time. Enjoy the social activities.
Good to see you, Jay-Z.
You can hear Jay-Z as part of the Thursday rub tomorrow night and the Sunday rub as well.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You know what has bitten me unusual, Jim?
What?
Karma.
Triple M's Rush Hour, all thanks to the Ford Ranger. Yeah. Wouldn't you rather be driving Australia's number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? And we do love it here. Discover why at your local Ford dealer.
Oh, I love them. They got the big Ford on the grill. I like the, I think it's a platinum grey. They come like a dark grey. They look absolutely superb. The Wildtrak, the Sport, the Raptor Fat, it's a very nice machine.
The Ranger has evolved from a work vehicle into an essential part of the Aussie life, Jimmy yes. boy, catering for tradies, families, office workers and adventure seekers.
He does the same line every single
and
time, doesn't
says
he?
Says it the same, same way, too. Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather be driving the number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover it for yourself at your local Ford dealer.
You do the same line every time, Raps.
Well, I have to do the ones in yellow. That's yep. that's the rule.
Right. Yeah. Right. Now, have we given Hump Day the arse?
No, we yeah. haven't.
Oh.
Because even here, they're coming in and saying, can I get on the Hump Day quiz, Billy? No, I heard how good it is.
I can see you. There's not one person that's coming.
Vinny Shannon just came
in. He's dropped Vinny's name.
Come on, Vin. All right. Are people jumping on the phone?
Yes.
All right. 133-53. Ring us now if you want to be a part of the Humper. But you've got to get up. You've got to be pumped. Got to be excited like our girl was yesterday.
Yes, Liv. Yep. Liv. And you've got to know your music, unlike the two people last week.
So here's Elvis, and you're going first, Zachy boy, and then you just got to sing your little heart out.
Righto.
I got nothing, boys. I'm sorry.
Lil, do you want to have a go?
Lil, do you know Elvis?
Oh, mate, not this one. How embarrassing.
No, so this time I think we've made the song a little easier.
A little bit easier.
All right, Fatty, you ready?
I'm ready to rock and roll.
133-53.
Why is he whispering?
Something's wrong with him.
I'm not whispering. I'm talking into the mic.
He's half an hour behind.
$200 Neverland store voucher up for grabs. The Hump Day quiz coming up next. It's a rush hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tchaikovsky.
Tchaikovsky's Fifth Sympathy.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Come on, Pat, can you see who's playing today?
I know I can't, as a matter of fact,
right,
Jimmy.
Well,
boy,
I'll introduce them to you then. Lukey's in Cobden. Hello, Lucas.
Hey, boys, what's going on?
Cobden. Jim, that's where your boy is.
I know exactly where Cobden is.
From Cobden, isn't he, Jim?
Which boy?
North Melbourne, superstar.
Ben Cunnington.
Yeah, is Ben from Cobden, Luke?
Yeah, Cunners is from Cobden.
Yeah, out fishing he'd be.
Yeah, no, not anymore. That. He's down near Warrnambool, but he certainly came from Cobden. A very nice part of the world. Now, if I remember correctly, Lucas, a dairy country down there.
Yes.
Yeah, dairy country, yep.
We went to Tarang, didn't we, Fat? A dairy farm there once, and Fat tried to extricate some milk out of the udder, and it ended up all over his face. One of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Beautiful.
Who do you support, Luke, in the footy?
The Bombers.
Oh, going all right.
Yeah, not too bad.
I like that. Okay, well, you're one of the contestants. Joel's the other one from Research, Fat.
Hello, Joel.
Bill, Joe, Ray, Radzi, how are we, boys?
What do you do, Jolly?
I'm a plumber.
Oh, now, just be careful with the gas out there. Brian nearly blew his whole face off, Joel.
Blew his moustache off.
Absolutely.
How's Research? Tell us, what if I wanted to go for a little drive out to Research, what would I find?
Not much, mate. If you keep going, you go to the Pant and Hill pub, but in Research, now we're half end out of here, mate. Nothing much goes on.
All right, what are they playing for, Rabbit?
$200 Neverland store voucher. Streetwear starts here, the go-to destination for trends, products, and culture for the youth of tomorrow. Neverlandstore.com.au.
All right, now, Fat, are you ready? You don't look ready for anything.
No, I'm ready to go.
All right.
I'm like the Boy Scout. Always ready. You ready, Luke? Ready, Joel?
How many times have you said ready?
You ready?
Yeah.
Yep, go for it.
Righto.
Here we go. Which team won the NBL championship on Sunday?
Joel. The Tasmania Jack Jumpers.
Oh, the Jackies.
Hey, the Jackies. They're still celebrating down
there. Joel's away. Mm-hmm.
Away.
Luke, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Nice and loud when you know the answer.
I reckon Luke, you'll get this one, Luke. It's a well-known tongue twister. You got to tell me, who picked a peck of pickled peppers?
Luke.
Yes, Luke.
Is it Peter?
Peter who?
Peter picked a pickled pickles.
Yeah, Peter Piper. Pete's it.
Well, it's Peter Piper. Picked a peck of popper peppers.
All right, one each. Starting to become a ring of ding.
Well, here's our song. We love this. It's Jimmy Barnes, the great Jimmy Barnes, the most famous musician to come out of South Australia.
Probably would be, yep.
Yes. has a massive hit with the working class man. So we're going to play the first verse, Lukey Boy, and then you just come in magnificent dulcet.
Why is he speaking so slowly?
I know.
And so. Right,
you ready, Luke?
Yep.
Working hard to make a living, bringing shelter from the rain.
Father, son, left the carry-on, blue denim in his jeans. Oh, I'm a working class man.
Not bad. No, I like that. All right. Jolly.
I knew that, Jim.
Yep.
Here we go.
Working hard to make a living, bringing shelter from the rain.
My father's son left to carry on blue denim in his vein. Whoa, he's a working class man.
Oh, he's a working class man.
Both better than that, of course. But for me, it had to be Joel.
Joel.
No, Joel nailed it. Not that Luke was bad, but I think Joel, he got it all right. So one goes your way, 2-1.
Joel was a lot better.
Yep. Righto.
Righto. Number four, the Melbourne Storm.
Rugby League.
Brisbane tomorrow night. What is the nickname of the Brisbane side?
Luke.
Yes, Luke.
Broncos.
The Bronchios.
The Bronchios, 2-0.
Well, now she's 2-0, Fred.
Oh, she's a ring-a-ding.
Here he's a proper ring-a-ding. Move the target.
Let all it out. Which three venues will host?
Joel.
Oh, Joel's gone off early.
Norwood, Mount Barker, and Adelaide Oval.
Bam!
Oh, Joey! That's bloody good.
Well done, Joel.
That is good, Joel.
What about 1 point?
You won yourself the $200 Neverland store voucher, mate. Get yourself some new threads.
Thank you.
Well done. Enjoy research. And Lukey from Cobden surely doesn't go away empty-handed.
Nah, Lukey from Cobden gets one of our Rush Hour T-shirts thanks to the Carlton Draft Boys. Make sure you check them out, tcdtees.com. You can suss out their collection of quality jumpers, shirts, beanies and stubby holders with all 18 teams covered. There you go, Lukey.
Like the sound of that, Lucas?
Yep, sounds good. Now, thanks, boys.
Do you get down to Port Ferry at all and play the golf course there, Luke?
I play footy down there. I don't play golf down there, though.
Ooh, they're not the seagulls. No, I don't think they're going too well, are they?
No.
Hasn't started
yet. Hasn't started, Sprotto. They forfeited a game last year. The seniors.
They haven't had a win yet.
Which is not great when you don't actually play. All right, well done. Enjoy that. Fat. We're done now.
No, no.
More.
We got another hour. Still got texts. Guernsey Cash has plenty more to come on the rush hour. Haven't started yet.
Oh, Jim, have a spell.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What were you telling me? I wasn't listening.
Oh, no. Triple M. It's time, Fat, to put 10K on the line again.
Ooh.
Yesterday it went off.
It did.
Unbelievably.
Olivia from Bentley.
Yep.
Have a listen to this. Big discussion.
Olivia from Bentley's on the line. Are we giving her 10 grand or are we finding a prize pack?
We've made a executive decision. Jim.
What are we doing?
Jim and Rabs and Billy and Zoe and Jay. Congratulations, 10 grand!
Thank you so much.
Limo!
$1,000 live.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Liv, 10 grand.
Thank you so much. You don't know what that means right now. Oh my God.
Yeah, she was wonderful. So 10K jumps in for her. We put another 10 on the line.
Exactly.
Just have a look at some of these names here.
Just have a look at the extra TNC, please, too. Ramsey, you've got to read that out.
Well, they're already jumping onto it. 133353. If you want to play for 10 grand Guernsey cash, we will hear from you next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Any theme attached to the humper?
The humper? Oh, me. You're young, isn't it? No.
I'm not going through with that now. Fat. Here we go with the Guernsey cash. This is incredible. $10,000 on the line again.
Exactly.
And we've got Naif from Hampton Park. Hello, Naif.
G'day, fellas.
Now, were you listening in yesterday?
Yeah, I caught that one.
How good was she?
Yeah, it was great.
How do you go with numbers?
Not too good yesterday.
What do you do, Nath?
I'm a printer. I live in a printing factory.
Oh, yeah, very good.
Right. A printer.
Who do you follow in the AFL, please?
The Pies.
Oh, the Pies.
Oh, now right. Rabsy. Mm-hmm. Now, Rabsy, you've got some T's and C's.
Yes. Rabs, you make sure you get these out properly, please. Let's go.
All right. We'll read out a current or former AFL player and their team. You have 30 seconds on the clock. You need to tell us which number they wore for that team. Some players have worn multiple numbers for that club. We'll accept either answer. We're calling this the live rule now. We have to accept your first answer. You can pass. We'll come back if there is time. Get all 10 right. And the $10,000 is yours. And your time starts as soon as JB reads out the first player.
Nath, what would you do with 10K?
Oh, Nath.
Go on a holiday to America and watch a basketball game.
To America?
To watch NBA. A basketball.
Right.
All right. Did that on Christmas Day. Beautiful.
Here we go. You ready, Nath?
Nath?
Yep.
Sam De Koning Geelong.
Nath.
Nath.
You there, Nath?
Hey.
George Wardlaw, North Melbourne. Billy Frampton, Collingwood.
Hey.
Ethan Hughes, Fremantle. What's happened to Nath? We've lost
Where's
him.
Where's Nath? Hey.
Paddy McCartan, Sydney.
I can't understand. Could you understand? I can't understand
one answer you gave. Well, Nath, what happened to you?
I don't know. Could you not hear me or.
No, couldn't hear anything.
Oh, well, I don't.
You only got the five anyway, and you got about four wrong. So. Were you on Google then, Nath, trying to find them on Google?
Hampton Park, lying. We've obviously lost him down a hole.
That running onions.
Oh, I'm fiddling with
sabotaging
the satellite.
A little bit.
Sabotage. All right, Nath, that wasn't great. Now, where do we? What do we get for Nath?
Well, we'll give him a Rush Hour T-shirt.
Yes.
Thanks to our mates at the Carlton Draft. Make sure you check him out, tcdtees.com.
Is that part of the T's and C's? If his phone drops out?
Well, I don't think he was getting there.
All right, okay.
So we've gone from Olivia, who was on fire, to... Well, Nath, wow, you can have a spell in the twos.
Fat Rappy, because we had Pete Malinowskis off the top.
Oh, that's right. I got Pete on, didn't I? Not a lot of Rappy, but Fat will find something.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Triple M. Bit of Rappy, a bit of cricket. Rap.
Yes.
England bowler. Ollie Robinson thinks he and his teammates. Jim, have a listen to this. Yes. We're very unlucky to go down 4-1 to India in the recent away test series. We were really close to reversing that result, Robinson said. Obviously, a catch that I dropped in the fourth test, which was a sitter, by the way, would have helped us. So we feel 4-1 was not fair. Well, let's go through the results, Ollie.
Righto.
They won the first test.
Yep.
Then they lost the next test by 106 runs, Jim.
Yep.
They lost the next test by 434 runs.
Yes.
Then they lost by 5 wickets, and they lost the last test by an innings and 64 runs.
Come on, Ollie. Yeah, if I'm Baz McCullum, who I'm a huge fan of, I'm saying to whoever's running the media department at that team, just keep Ollie away from any mic or camera.
Ben Stokes has ruled himself out of England's T20 World Cup title defence, Jim, coming up. And, of course, the mighty Melbourne Storm take on the Brisbane Broncos tomorrow night at home, 8 p.m, the only game in town. So if you want to watch some footy, get down and watch the Melbourne Storm. They are flying. And Rabsy, you have a nice little surprise.
Yes, give us a call right now. We have 5 double passes to give away. Five doubles to the Melbourne Storm versus the Brisbane Broncos. As you said, no AFL in town. It's the only place to be this week. Thursday, 4th of April, that's tomorrow night. Kickoff is at 8 p.m, so plenty of time to go to work and take the kids on school holidays and go to the game at Amy Park. Give us a call, 1-333-53. We have 5 doubles to give away.
All right, I like that. Oh, they're starting to charge in too. Have a look at Paulie from Baxter.
You mentioned Ben Stokes before, so... For Rosie.
Yes, Rosie.
All right, so Texan's there with you, Fat.
There he is. Oh, look at him.
Prior to the captain's run.
Yes.
Texan!
Texan!
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Oh,
I know what happened, Jim. Must have been two all.
You had a seizure?
No.
Bill is already over in Adelaide. Yes. We're going to be over there for Gather Round tomorrow, JB. We're joined by one of the biggest stars in South Australia, Tex Walker.
So they've had multiple shots here, Adelaide. Missed pretty much all of them.
Not a bad pocket to kick it for his top.
Hard at the left post.
Let's have a look at Texan. Kick on the way.
Oh, he's kicked it.
He is right. Wow.
He's Texan and we love him.
Texan!
What's that, Brad? Always gets his special intro, our man, the Texan. Been our boy for a long, long time, Tex. Good to have you in the studio, even if it's in Adelaide.
It's always good to talk to you boys. That was a good bit of intro there, Bill. Was that your doing?
That was me. I just put that together. He's Texan and we love him, or whatever it was. Hey, I want to know who's bigger, Tex. We had the premier on off the top, Peter. Yeah. Melanaskus. He likes it that way. Tell us, who's bigger, you or him?
Well, at the moment, it's Gather Round and it was all his doing, so I'd have to say Peter Melanaskus, although he's a Port prick. Can I call him?
No.
Not while we're just getting live tickets out of him, Texan.
Righto. Oh, yeah, you're coming over for the live.
Oh, bloody oath I am. I'm there on Sunday, Tex, and I get myself into the cellar door and the watering hole, and I don't move for about 5 hours.
Did you come last year?
I came last year and had one of the great days ever with Bernard and Bluey, yeah, but it's... I didn't bring my better half because I thought it was a boys thing, Tex. I thought it was just boys, you know, golf. I didn't think it is. It wasn't. It was
never get your wife into golf. It's a bloke's thing.
She found out how good it was, and she found out, you know, because all the girls were there, and they're all sending Instagram selfies and everything, and she didn't speak to me for about a month. So she's coming this year.
Nothing wrong with that.
Jeez,
Jim.
You had a good month then after golf.
Hey, I tell you what. Look, Jim. He says he's going right to cellar door. I get a text yesterday. Text. Cock, need 4 cellar door passes, please. We have passes into the event, need to get into cellar door. So
who's that?
Have you sorted it out?
That's from Jim, and I've got to get him for him.
Have you sorted it out?
Well, we'll just see how you go if you behave yourself.
I'm very tight with Pete, so I probably don't need your help anyway.
How did you get to Adelaide yesterday?
I got on a bus.
And?
And then?
8 hours on a bus and just got here with a minute to go, so I was very tired. I was all over the shop yesterday.
What was the bus really quick, was it?
About 8 hour drive it is, yeah.
Did you get stuck at all?
No, I might have dropped off at Border Town and got a chopper. But
did you?
Get me to the chopper.
Low flying chopper too, Tex, because of his fat guts. Now, speaking of Bernard.
I did see a lopsided chopper fly over my house about 4 o'clock yesterday.
Actually, I did see you. I saw you in the backyard.
45 degree angle blades. Now, Texan, I want to get back to Bernard because it got back to us Saturday rub style that you and he had gone out for dinner last week, and then when the bill came, he just disappeared to the toilet.
Yeah, I just happened to have a toilet break right at the end of dinner, and he said, mate, can you go and just ask for the Brownless?
The bill. Oh, nice, Tex. I like it, Tex.
And he took his time in the toilet and made me fix it up, but lucky I love Burn. I'm happy to buy him a steak down there at Gaucho's. You been there for a feed, Bill?
Oh, we might go Thursday night. What are you doing?
We'll hopefully win in a game of footy.
Oh, right. Yeah, you won't be there. Hey, are you okay? Because I look across here and have you got a cold sore?
No, it's not a cold sore. A couple of knocks at training. We had to wear the mouth guards this week.
Oh.
Get real serious, Bill.
Oh, the mouth guards. Remember that? The good old days in the case, Aiden. You're not, no training this week. Bring your bloody mouth guards.
No training, bring your mouth guards. How does that work?
Well, no footy training because you just had that one-on-one on one stuff. Malcolm Blight would kick it 60 metres and you two of you had to run and chase and get it back to him and handball it back to him and fight the whole time. Oh, he was mad.
But who would you have gone up against when you used to do that?
Oh, Damien Burke. He was a bit slower, so I'd get to the ball first, run around him 3 times, have a couple of bounces and back to Blighty. How has training been? Is it all right?
No, I'm just on my way down to training, Bill, actually. Right. We've got our captain's run down at Glenelg Oval ahead of Gather Round, so we'll get a massive fan engagement down there before we take on the Demons tomorrow night.
Very important game, Tex. They're in pretty good shape, the Ds.
Hopefully chalk up our first win because we were very disappointing last week and we're 0-3. It'd be nice to Kickoff gather round with a win. We played well last year for gather round. We want to put on a good display, being the first game of gather round.
Spot on. Kicked 4 goals, 10 last week, the team.
Mm.
Adelaide United kicked 4 goals too on Good Friday.
Mm.
What's your point,
I'm just
Bill?
Saying, it's just a stat there, Texan. I'm just letting you know.
It's got a bit frosty then.
Good. I like it, Tex. I tried to get Danny Green yesterday to belt him. And feel free to do it whenever you want.
There might be another fight tonight at this bloody stand or something. What is it?
I don't know what it's called, but the
fight night.
The gathering.
Gathering, yeah, exactly. Are you into that? Who do you think? Who would you like to see? Hang on. This is a loaded question.
Have a listen to Bill.
Who would you like to see get belted tonight, Texan?
I'd love to see someone's feet facing the sky, and you know exactly who it
Nate
is.
Nate Browns?
I'd love to see him put one on that other bloke's kisser, right on the end of his kisser, and he's laying on the canvas with his feet facing the sky.
Who do you reckon has the biggest issue with the gentleman you're talking about by the name of Kane Corns, yourself or Mark Rusciuto?
Oh, where's the line start? Where does the line finish? There's a few on that line, JB, but I reckon it'll be good fun. I reckon Mitch Robinson, is it Kane Pettifer?
Yeah.
Yep.
They're fine. I think they can both box.
They can go.
That'll be good insight. And what else we got? Thomas and Swan.
Thomas and Swan will giggle around and throw a couple. The other one, interesting one is Pebbles, big Pebbles rocker against McKernan, Corey McKernan.
Oh, yeah.
They reckon Pebbles goes all right.
Really?
Yeah, so watch that one. That'll be a big one. Yeah, the heavyweights. But what is interesting with Kane Pettifer and Mitch Robinson, they're actually not really talking. I saw them last night on the way in.
Right.
And then in the green room. They weren't sitting together. They weren't talking together like all the other blokes are all gathered around.
So they're serious.
No, there's a bit going on there. There is a bit going on there. So stand by for that one. Yes, we like that one.
Is that the main event?
I think Rocker and McKernan. But then they've actually got really good fighters. They've actually got blokes who can fight. They're going for world records and things like that.
World records.
What sort of Nick's fat in? Tex, stick around, please. I know you're doing some work for us on the weekend. I'm going to find out what it is next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, my R's and my W's, I get mixed up.
Do you?
George Rubble U Bush.
George Rubble U Bush.
Our all-time favourite.
Texan!
Taylor Walker has stuck around ahead of Gather Round the Crows, play tomorrow night against the Demons. Then he's working for Triple M Footy.
He is, bloody oath. Which games are you doing, Tex?
I got the Port Bombers game on Friday night.
Yes.
And Richmond Saints on Sunday, JB.
Ooh, nice. At Norwood.
At Norwood, at my home ground. Oh, Norwood, the Redlegs.
That'd be good there, won't it? That'd be fantastic. Good.
Yeah.
Hey, Rabsy, he wants that Texan and I love it or whatever too. Just get that teed up, will you? what about the Big Hawk last week? You would have loved that, sitting back watching him play 350th game, still kicking goals.
Yeah, it's enormous. He's one of my favourites, Bill. I'd imagine there'd be a lot of Geelong supporters that would say the same thing. And he's had an incredible career and he's just still going. It's amazing. Although I'm not happy with him for stealing our coach, James Raleigh, back.
Yeah.
Bugger.
Has that done that put a dint in you guys? Because he is well regarded over here.
We love Rales, but we fully understand that he has more of a family thing to go home and take the family back down to where's he from? What's the
Warrnambool?
Where's down Jandakot?
Jandakot. Surfer. That's where they all surf down there and other things they do.
Do you surf?
Bill goes well.
Goofy foot.
Yeah, you can imagine the size board to actually get him up on his feet.
I did try it once, Tex. I could not get up. Couldn't even kneel on the board.
I did it in Hawaii once, and I had the board for about an hour, and after 10 minutes, I walked back and threw the board to the bloke. I borrowed it off and said, stuff that, I'm not doing that.
How is the body, Tex? 76 goals last year at age 33, a magnificent season for you. How is your body feeling now?
Yeah, no, it's good, JB. I had a bit of a sore back a couple of weeks ago, which I missed round one with, but on the other side of the fence now, which the body's feeling really good and healthy, and I'm looking forward to getting a kick because I didn't get one last week.
I see that. The old Shaggers.
I wish, Bill. I wish.
Well, they might do you a favour. The Demons haven't seen their lineup yet, of course, but Stevie May, they're not sure whether he's going to come up, and Lever's a bit banged up as well, so you might be getting him at a good time.
Yeah, our fingers crossed. I watched them on Saturday night against Port. They were pretty good, JB. So we're going to have to pressure the hell out of them and take them on with ball in hand to kick a winning score tomorrow night.
And the midfield, they're going to fire up. If they went into an ice cream shop, what would they order?
Who, my boys?
Your midfield.
An ice cream shop.
Yeah, what would they order?
Oh, Crouch, you'd probably order a few.
What colour would it be? Chocolate or strawberry?
Flavor vanilla. Yeah, more than the colour, yeah.
Vanilla. Oh, Kingy.
I don't know where he's at.
He's a buffhead. Vanilla.
Vanilla. It's an interesting one, that, because last year you're so good and you started well, and as you said, Gather Round was fantastic. So you get back on the horse and you win this week and away you go.
Yeah, that's a plan, Bill. Get back on the horse, start Gather Round off, and then cut the fruffies.
Hey, Gather Round, by the way, Tex, how good's it been? It's for people that haven't been to Adelaide for this round of footy, not only is the football magnificent, but the city just lights up. It's superb.
Yep.
Well, anywhere you go, whether you go north, south, or west, you go into the water. You go east.
Yeah.
You got beautiful wineries everywhere. Mm. You go into the city. You've got amazing restaurants and bars. So, we're very lucky to have plonked Gather Round here for the second year running. So,
that's good.
Looking forward to watching the city come alive.
Hey, Rochelle was on last night. I've never met the man or the young fella.
Mm.
He's sitting there going, "Who's that bloke?"
Oh.
I'm looking at him going,
"Yeah."
And he's a lovely bloke. He's 20. He's 21st birthday this Saturday.
Yeah, he's a ripping kid.
He's a good
really
kid.
Really good kid, yeah.
But just looks so young, Tex.
So, what's your point, Bill?
Well, I'm just saying how old. Young they are. No, how young the players look.
He's looking at me thinking, "Shit, you look old."
No, you're still going all right. You're going beautifully, but a good kid. And did you see Isaac Rankin last night sing in front of 5,000 people, sang, and he was that nervous. You should have seen him before the show.
Well, it's a good story. He came to me last week and he had the shakes on and he had the croaky voice. I said, "What's wrong?"
Mm.
He goes, "Mate, I've got to sing next week before Delta Goodrum."
Yeah.
And I was like, where? Like, he goes, this footy show thing.
Yeah.
But I want to practice in front of, like, all the players and coaches. I said, "Mate, let's do it." Yeah. So we got a snippet of the song last week. He sang to us in a team meeting and we were all blown away. Oh. We didn't even know he played guitar.
No, mate.
And then to go up last night and do what he did, I was like, he's a champion. I love Ranks.
Your Ranks.
Beautiful, beautiful.
In front of 5,000 people, went out on the stage on his own. And a bit of country and western, wasn't it?
It was the Fray, Bill, and then on Country and Western.
Country and Western.
Well, he sang it in a Country and Western theme. Style. Yeah, style, thank you.
How much sleep have you had, Fat?
But he was very good. Oh, you don't make mistakes in there.
How much sleep?
It was fantastic, so well done. And the crowd loved it. They went berserk. So after it, he was bouncing around. He loved it. He was very happy with himself.
He was very nervous, but I saw after a big grin on his face. And good on him.
Well, exactly. Tex, good luck tomorrow night, of course. Massive game of footy for the club. But then across the weekend on the Triple M network, we can't wait to have your insight.
Thanks, boys.
Tex Walker on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
He's texting and we love him. Tex!
Oh, look at him.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We're missing the elephant in the room.
Uh-oh.
It's not an elephant. You can jump over onto Listener whenever you like. The podcasting over there is superb, as is the Midweek Rub, which is a Wednesday product that has Joey Montana as part of it.
Mm-hmm. Daisy Thomas and Damo as well.
Of course. Damo. And Joey, speaking about something Fat's pretty familiar with.
What's that?
Backing up after losing a grand final.
It actually does take an emotional toll, particularly when you've been a team that have been contending for a number of years and you get to the top of the mountain, you don't quite be able to stake the flag at the top. It is a challenge. So I'm with you a little bit. You can then regroup and find your motivation. I think 2011 St Kilda, we really struggled. So after back-to-back grand final losses, we started the year really poorly, and that was the famous circle up, and Ross Lyon questioned everyone and said, "You're not in it anymore. You're not in it." Challenged everyone, and we're able to regroup and got on a roll and made finals. We got bundled out, but we did start slow, and I can see that happening with Brisbane Lions. I've still got faith they're going to play finals. I've got no doubt about that. That's how high they finished the home and away season is the question in regards to whether they can actually win the flag, which is what they're in it for.
Interesting.
Not bad.
Yes. Like it. Always like when Joey speaks.
Exactly. And this man, our man, David Zararakis, the great man, especially at local footy games, was on Footy Talk talking about the Essendon Edge.
Even when I played for the last probably 10 years, we've always been a team that's been pretty easy to score against. We struggled to defend the ground from our D50 to forward 50 or opposition's D50 to forward 50. And I think when Scotty came in, I know from a few players that he basically addressed the group and said, if you don't chase, defend, tackle, you won't get a game. And he put them on notice basically 18 months ago. And it might take this long to develop what exactly that looked like. And now that has turned into a potentially a phrase called Essendon Edge. I love it because to be able to turn a culture around and turn a playing list around, you need to do these things when you're at the bottom. Mm-hmm. You can't then all of a sudden, if Essendon start winning a few games and they're playing pretty footy, then they turn into this when they're sixth on the ladder or seventh on the ladder. And everyone goes, well, hang on a sec. Why are they changing the way they're playing now to get to this point? You need to do it when you're at the bottom, when you're struggling. You change the culture in this way. And then all of a sudden, when you are winning games and in maybe a year or two, we will look at Essendon and respect them for the way they play. And they're a hard-edged side and teams fear them in the competition. Mm-hmm. But you have to start this at the bottom.
I like it, Fat. I said at the time, if I'm an Essendon fan, I want to hear that from the coach. I want your team to be hard to bloody play against. That's part of the deal, isn't it?
And they showed it too. One thing talking about it, Jim, but you've got to get out there and do it. And they've done it. And then they had a really good win last weekend too. So well done to the Bombers.
Footy Talk on the Listener app and, of course, the Midweek Rub. How do we latch onto that,
right? That's also on the Listener app. You can get it right now on YouTube, though. And it will be broadcast on Triple M Melbourne from 7 p.m. as well, straight after the Melbourne International Comedy Festival Happy Hour, which is hosted by our mate Limo.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm fat and that's that.
Speaking of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, if you want to win yourself some tickets, make sure you submit your joke for Bill to read on the Triple M website. Melbourne International Comedy Festival, March 27 to April 21. Book now at comedyfestival.com.au. If Bill tells your joke, you will win tickets to the Comedy Festival.
My oldest son, Jonathan.
He went.
Some say eldest. Went last night with his mate Hogs to Jeremy Piven.
Yes.
He said, Fat, it was properly hilarious.
Fair dinkum.
He said, from start to finish, he said, I pissed myself.
Oh, how good.
So apparently Jezza was magnificent, which doesn't surprise us. He was magnificent on our show.
Exactly.
And,
right.
And did speaking of funny.
Did Zoe and Dee go? Because they were going to go along. I couldn't wait to get there.
I'm not sure.
Who is the joke from today, Bill? Just moving on.
It's from Kate.
From Kate. Right. Okay. Righto.
Well, Kate's joke is coming up next to wrap
Wouldn't
up the show.
Wouldn't be a knock-knock, would it?
Oh, well, just stand by.
Righto.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop. That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Fat, what about that for a show?
Good
our man
show.
Pete Malinauskas,
yes,
the Premier.
Texan.
Jay-Z Clark.
Oh, good. God,
and tomorrow.
Full shows. These.
Where are we tomorrow?
Oh, the precinct. Or what's it called?
The district.
District.
Mm. We're at the district at the casino
Sky
there.
Sky City.
And
I think I might do a Jazz.
What's that?
Well, remember the Jazz turned up last year for about a minute and then bugged it off?
Yeah.
You might have got in trouble from management.
He got called in, don't
called him in and said, listen, we probably need you to be there a bit longer. Just a touch longer.
Mark Rusciuto might be there tomorrow.
Oh, why wouldn't he be? Well, breakfast superstar.
The district, that's what we used to call you, Jim, when you had red hair, remember?
Yeah.
Red light district.
I really hope this joke's got that covered. Because
come on, district, hurry up, get to it.
Here we go.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. Robot building supplies. Robot's got it.
Thanks to Robot for sticking around. Robot building supplies. Robot's got it.
All right, Fat. Okay. Just tell it's crap.
Yeah. No, the listener's Kate? Joke.
Mm. From Kate?
Kate.
Right.
Knock, knock, Jim.
Who's there?
Cargo.
Cargo who?
Cargo beep, beep.
You've told that before.
Well, it's Kate's joke. It's not mine.
Fat. You nominate what song gets played now. You, on the back of that joke.
Yes.
What,
there's
which
only
one
one
does,
song.
Which one?
Wooly Bully.
Yeah.
Come on, Kate.
There's the
that's
only
not good
song
enough.
That could be played.
That's shit, Kate.
That might be the worst one you've ever told, Fat.
Well, that's Kate and that's Zoe's friend, Kate.
He's thrown to his own Wooly Bully.
First time ever.
Without jokes.
Getting worse. Oh, Adelaide. You had about
An hour and a half sleep, I reckon.
Yeah. He's half an hour behind.
Oh, 30 minutes behind.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.